producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Back 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. Dr. Ed Group is our guest. Taking more phone calls right now for him. We have our special guest, Robert David Steele, BigBatUSA.org. And he's a former Marine CIA case officer, U.S. spy hacker, and more. He's going to give us some really good information on what's happening in the world. Comes highly regarded from Colonel Schaefer. So that's enough for me. I want to hear from him. We appreciate him coming on. Let's go to Robin in New Hampshire. Quick question, please, for Dr. Group or comment.
Hi, guys. Dr. Group, I'd like to know more about colloidal silver, why 30 parts per million is more effective than, say, 100 parts per million or 500 parts per million.
That's a good question. I mean, really just over the years, the last 20 or so years, with the testing that people have done, they've found that the 10 parts per million actually is the most effective dose. I think it has to do more with the density of the water. You know, it's a complicated process when you make colloidal silver and the type of water that you use, the type of silver that you use. I mean, there's a lot of different variations that are involved. You know, the majority of people out there use a 4.9 silver. There's a difference between using a 4.9 silver and a 5.9 silver. That means 0.99999 silver. There's a difference in whether you use a deionized water versus distilled water versus double distilled water versus triple distilled water. There's not enough scientific testing out there that I can say reliably why that is. You would think that the higher the parts per million, the more effective it is. But you also have to look at the absorption and the testing that has been done and found effective is at lower PPM dosing. So talking about colloidal silver, it's one of my favorite things to have at all times. And it's one of the things that I would recommend everybody uses. Not only does it boost your immune system and many, many other uses, but it's also one of those things that you need to have good stock of in case of like a pandemic, like Ebola or something like that.
And in my view, any colloidal silver is better than no colloidal silver. I think it also, just like anything, depends on the person's body, their biology, but Dr. Group's the expert. Thank you so much, ma'am. One more caller we have time for. Sorry to Ben and Josh. Well, we'll see how fast we can go. Anthony in Florida calling in. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah, my question is, every morning I do a lot of, for breakfast, I'll juice a lot. And my question is, I'm not hungry until the rest of dinner time. Is juicing a way to get toxins out?
Juicing is a way to get toxins out. It depends on what kind of juicer that you have, you know, whether it's a pressed juicer, whether you have fiber or not in your juicer, or like, for example, if you have a Norwalk, which is what the Gerson recommends, to where you just get the juice itself and it goes directly into your bloodstream. Depending on what you juice, juicing is never bad as long as you're using organic vegetables and stuff like that, because juicing is going to be high in antioxidants. It's going to be alive. You know, it's a live raw food. You get highly concentrated vitamins and minerals. You get a good form of water in the juices. So it detoxifies you. It energizes you. It boosts your immune system. It helps you.
All right, we're almost out of time, Dr. Group. I want to thank you.
It's amazing.
Let me get a 10-second question in. Super female vitality for a pregnant woman. Ben in Missouri asked.
I would avoid any super male super female vitality if you're pregnant, just because you don't really want any alterations in your hormones. Even if it's a hormone balancer, I still would not recommend it if you're pregnant.
Yeah, and consult with your physician. That's always good too. We consider and do this over the air diagnosis. Thank you so much. I'll try to get to other callers later, but Dr. Group, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our Extra Strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell, I pay the price. I want to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
Robert David Steele comes highly recommended by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer to expose the fact they were ordered to stand down twice and they could have killed Osama bin Laden and other leaders of Al-Qaeda. That, of course, is famously discussed in congressional hearings with Abel Danger and Stratus Ivey. He was on with us last week to talk about the fact that the vast majority, not just 65 or 85, but over 90% of the rebels are connected to Al-Qaeda-type groups. So he said, hey, you ought to get Robert David Steele on. And so it's exciting to get him on. Robert David Steele is a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, Inc., and 2012 candidate for the Reform Party presidential nomination. He's currently CEO of Earth Intelligence Network, an accredited educational nonprofit. Robert is known for his advocacy of open source intelligence, teaching 7,500 mid-career officers from around 66 governments, and is today the foremost proponent of applied collective intelligence, which integrates holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything. The latter, an engineering and information management approach that is affordable. And then it goes on to talk about being scalable. His most recent book is The Open Source Everything Manifesto, Transparency, Truth, and Trust. And we appreciate him joining us. BuyBetaIOTA.net or BigBatUSA.org are two of his sites. And I notice he talks about how we have to get trust back. The New York Times is reporting that this is a global crisis of the elites, what's happening in Catalonia and Scotland and Texas. And Newt Gingrich is in the news today in National Review saying both Republicans and Democrats have lost the people's trust. 7% approval rating for Congress and Gallup. I mean, this is really an amazing time to be alive. There's a lot of waking up happening, but also a lot of tyranny. So I want to get into Benghazi. I want to get into what's happening with ISIS. I want to get into open source. I want to get into his new book a lot. Cover the Waterfront with Robert David Steele. Robert, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, Alex, it's an honor, really. I'm very glad to be here.
It's great to be here. To have you. There's so much to discuss. I just threw out a whole bunch of stuff. What do you want to hit first?
You follow the program you've got. Benghazi's good. I've got six reasons why Benghazi was a cluster, a perfect storm.
Give us your take on Benghazi.
Well, first off, CIA did a Coast Cathy. One of the problems with CIA, where I was a clandestine case officer and I served in three overseas tours, including chasing terrorists and planning for regime change, is CIA is a bureaucracy. It doesn't actually do threat assessments. It's not actually in touch with ground truth. It tends to take most of its threat intelligence from local liaison, from its counterpart services. It doesn't have the clandestine human penetrations of rebel groups and others that it's supposed to have. So bottom line is, I think CIA got blindsided. They were doing their little arms transfer stuff, and they did not realize just how vulnerable a position they had put themselves in. Number two, the Department of State is not responsible for defending CIA facilities that are not part of an established diplomatic installation. And the same is true for DOD. So CIA was out on its own, operating an annex that was not part of the lineup, according to DOD or state, and they failed to defend themselves. Number three, there was no Marine Expeditionary Unit offshore. Now, normally we have a Marine Expeditionary Unit offshore in the Med, but the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for reasons that are beyond me, decided that they didn't need one that particular month. Number four, I think Panetta lost his nerve. I do believe that General Hamm and everybody else said, hey, we've got to do something. We had 7 hours within which we could have done something. And one of the first things that I and other officers did when that email came into state was we posted a graphic of all of the available units that were within 1 to 2 hours away. And that graphic, if you look up graphic Benghazi fiasco master post, you'll get right to it. And that shows everything that was available. And then you have, besides Panetta losing his nerve, you basically have the president, the White House, dithering for 7 hours. There is no question but that the White House knew what to do, and I think it all comes down, for me, it comes down to Panetta losing his nerve.
Well, we look at Benghazi, and it's just another example of who this country is supposedly working for, because from what I've read, and what's been on open source, as you call it, this was really the security force there in Benghazi, the group that the West had been, you know, conduiting arms through. And then for some reason, they decided to come down and attack the facility. I think that dovetails and segues off into the rest of ISIS or ISIL or Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And where all that's going was an exchange 2 days ago with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in the Senate Armed Service Committee, Dempsey, the Senator Graham. And Graham was going, now, none of our allies ever work with ISIL, changing the names again. And then Dempsey goes, well, yeah, they're arming them. I mean, it's just, it seems like from what I've seen, the military knows that this is going on from the grassroots right up at the top. And I just don't see how they can get away with this. I mean, it's just so immoral to overthrow Assad and put something in 10 times worse, in my view. Do you agree with that, or what can you add to that?
Alex, I agree with you completely. And as you say, there's so much we could talk about. But let's unpack this a little bit. First off, let me give really high credit to the defense attachés on the ground. One of the great shining spots in defense intelligence is the defense attaché corps. And the things these guys do and the risks they take to go out on the street in completely open capabilities, I really respect these guys. And yes, DOD gets stuff that CIA does not get because CIA has its head up the rear end of foreign liaison. It literally does not have clandestine human penetrations of all of these groups. Now, number two, the American government generally, and the intelligence community particularly, are naive. They literally have allowed the Saudis to fund radical Islam. They've allowed the Zionists to basically take everything they want from us at American taxpayer expense. And we don't actually do a balance sheet of what's going on with the allies. My personal feeling is that we have absolutely no business putting troops into the Middle East. We have absolutely no business arming the Arab dictators, and we have no business paying 20% of the Israeli budget, which is being used to eradicate Palestine. But what this boils down to is a failure of American intelligence and a failure of American integrity. And let me stop there and give it back to you for a follow-up.
Well, I just don't understand the policy. I mean, I could see a policy of balkanization, and I'm not an anti-Israel guy myself, but when Netanyahu came out a few months ago and was in the Jerusalem Post saying, you know, ISIS might be good, it'll destabilize everything. That's just so Machiavellian to openly say we want failed states from Libya to Syria and even try to, you know, destabilize Egypt. It sounds like set the world on fire and watch it burn.
Well, what you really have here is I think Obama is a prisoner of state. The neoconservative game plan, which is also the Zionist game plan, and I certainly distinguish between the loyal American Jews and the loyal Jews in Israel and the nation of Israel and then the Zionist management of Israel. It's only the last that I have a real problem with. But the neocons, when they took us to war on the basis of 935 now documented lies, they had a plan to destabilize the entire region. General Wes Clark went on video. His video is still up there talking about a foreign policy coup. What's happening now in Washington with ISIS is a second foreign policy coup, and it's 935 lies light.
I just don't see how they're going to get away with it because most people are figuring out we're going to fund the rebels to take out the rebels when the majority, any way you slice it, are the radicals. And then they just last week blew up the non-radicals all at some meeting. Shades of Darth Vader showing up, you know, in episode 3 to kill the, you know, the opposition leaders. I mean, it just really reeks. I mean, what is the policy from the best you know from your sources?
I don't see a policy. What I see is a spending plan. From where I sit, and this goes back to Vietnam and to Iraq and to the general perception within the neoconservative circles, the banking circles, the military industrial circles. And if you haven't had Chuck Spinney and Winslow Wheeler on, I certainly recommend them. What the money people are trying to do is send the military back into the Middle East to use it up, burn it out, have more veteran suicides, have more casualties. And they are completely oblivious to the fact that that's exactly what the Saudi Arabians and the Jordanians and the Qataris and the United Arab Republic and the Israelis, as you just pointed out, that's what they want us to do. They want America to put troops back on the ground so everybody will be angry at the Americans. And this will take some pressure off of the dictators in the Middle East who are essentially doing to their public what the Wall Street 1% has done to the American public. You know, I like to paraphrase Abe Lincoln, and one of the reasons that Scotland and Catalan and Quebec and all these other secessionist movements are active now, as a guy named Neil did so beautifully in the New York Times today, is you cannot screw 90% of the people 90% of the time, and that's what's happened these last 20 years. So I absolutely oppose any further American airstrikes, any further American destabilization of Syria, any further American troops into the Middle East. In fact, I think we should close down the 44 bases that we have surrounding Iran. We need to come back home where 30 to 40 towns in California and 30 to 40 towns in Texas have run out of water. And Ebola, and there are other things we can talk about. But the bottom line is there is no policy. There is no strategy. There is no policy. There is no intelligence coming out of the White House right now.
Wow. We're going to come right back with our guest. There's several websites, but BigBatUSA.org, Robert David Steele. We're going to talk about his view of intelligence gathering, which can be used for business or anything, from my perspective, and why the CIA doesn't have what they call HUMAT, except domestically.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We'll be right back.
here back live. Robert David Steele is our guest. He's a Marine and, of course, a former CIA case officer, spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network. I want to talk about his book and what he means by open source everything. That's a book I want to read. But in the short segment, specifically because, you know, Israel does, at least in the U.S., become a sacred cow. It's also a sacred cow to bash Israel. It just becomes a bunch of tribal vitriol on both sides. I don't like the Israel lobby manipulating internal politics in this country, and I don't like other lobbies doing it either. So I don't like Israel, or at least people that run Israel, trying to couch any disagreements with what they say as being anti-Israel, even by Jews that live in Israel. It just becomes asinine. It's a way to, it's like saying you're racist if you don't agree with Obama on something, or if you don't like Obamacare, that, by the way, the Republicans just joined the Democrats in funding it, Boehner with Pelosi, but that's another issue we'll cover at another point. So I'm annoyed by both sides of this thing because then I just see vicious vitriol out of the anti-Israel crowd that uses their hatred of Israel as just an excuse to act however they want. But then I see out of what I guess you call the militarized state of the in Israel as kind of a military-industrial complex that Eisenhower talked about, using that as a way to control Israel and then skim the money off the top from all the U.S. aid. I mean, is that what you're basically getting at?
I totally agree with you. And let me come back to Morton Halperin's book, Bureaucratic Politics and Foreign Policy. That book tells you that rule number one in Washington is lie to the president if you can get away with it. And I will tell you that based on my looking at what John Kerry and Chuck Hagel are getting from their intelligence people and what Obama's getting, Obama has nobody today in Washington that he can trust to tell him the truth. And that's what I'm about. I'm about putting the truth on the table. The truth at any cost lowers all other costs. And right now, Obama is deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well, undoubtedly, you can see the policies by Western governments are completely run by special interests. And it's like the special interests are driving us off a cliff. They're not going to be able to spend all that money if we have nuclear war with Russia. They're not going to be able to spend all that if we – I mean, it's just so immoral. And I'm not in romanticizing the elites of old like Eisenhower and Kennedy and people, but it just seems like there's a decadence to it and weird warmongering women at the State Department. I mean, it's really obscene.
It is obscene, but I have good news for you. And it actually comes from the Rothschilds. I've been working with some people in Europe, and we're looking very much at how the economy is changing and what the messages are that are coming out from the elites. And I want to give Kissinger and Fareed Zakaria high marks, which I don't normally do, because they've broken ranks with the insiders that are pushing this war on ISIS. And if people go to Phi Beta Iota, the public intelligence blog, and just search for ISIS, they'll get some very compelling, truthful surveys of what's actually going on. But here is what happened in London. They had a conference on inclusive capitalism. This was sponsored by the City of London and by the Rothschilds, Lady Rothschild. This is nothing less than a primal scream. This is nothing less than the people who are managing $30 trillion saying, oh my God, the pitchforks are coming. So I'll tell you, Alex, you're absolutely right when you say this is a wonderful time to be alive. Because I think what is happening now is that the financial people are realizing that the two-party tyranny that they've been so happy to sponsor for so long has failed them. And they have to find a third path. And I think you and I are part of that third path.
What is your view? Obviously, when nobody lionizes Russia, it's got its share of corruption and, you know, kind of thuggish bureaucracy. But what do you think about Ukraine and where all this is going? Because it seems pretty dangerous to me.
Well, let me say, first off, I've been high on Putin for a long time. I think Putin is a professional, a realist, a serious guy, and he has put up with a lot of misbehavior by the United States as well as elements of Europe. On the Ukraine, Putin shares some of the blame because he allowed a corrupt communist government to go for too long, but now we have a corrupt fascist government. The Ukraine is a really ugly mess. The United States has no business being in there. NATO has no business saying that they – well, first off, NATO has been violating its promise to Russia that we would not embrace the Eastern European countries and add them to NATO. So we have a whole long line of broken promises with respect to Eastern Europe as a buffer zone.
Well, it's a broken treaty, isn't it?
Go ahead.
I mean, it's pretty much a broken treaty, right?
Yes, and we are the violators. We should not be in the Ukraine, period.
I want to hear where you think it's going, sir, when we come back and move into Ebola, open source, everything, and phone calls. Toll-free number to join our guest, and here's an article about it in the Guardian. The open source revolution is coming, and it will conquer the 1%, ex-CIA spy says. Our guest, Robert David Steele.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we'll know soon if Scotland's voting to leave the UK. The United Kingdom. Some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Sotloff, one of the beheaded journalists, spokesman, says the Obama administration bullied and hectored family. Shot us down at every opportunity. Then we have the viral hashtag we're sending out, hashtag declassify, campaign to reveal the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 Commission report. Toll-free number to join us to talk to our guests with foreign policy or geopolitical questions. Robert David Steele is our guest, bigbatusa.org or phibetaiota.net. And he is the author of Open Source Everything. We're going to talk about some of that in a moment and go to your phone calls. But what do you and the other thinkers that you read and see, is there a consensus? Because, I mean, there's a consensus. We see now there's a decline of the whole world, really, except for maybe some areas of Asia, a accelerated moral decline, a police state acceleration, an elite that just thinks they can continue to just buy more armored vehicles, more drones, more NSA spying, more hidden microphones, more Stingray systems stealing your data, more. I mean, you're talking about how there's no real human intelligence in the CIA, except domestically. My dad just retired, but he and all the doctors where he worked got visited by Homeland Security, and they said, like 2 years ago, we want you to spy on your patients. And they said, what, like terrorists, people that say, no, just, you know, everybody, tell us what they're thinking. Come to monthly meetings with Homeland Security. We can even get you a little card, and if you work enough for us, give you some money. They were like trying to turn doctors into like spy informants. And a lot of them, you know, watch 24 or something, think it's really cool. But most of them knew that it was like going to work for Ceausescu or something. And then you learn about clergy response teams and FBI InfraGuard. And I mean, I personally have to deal with well-known FBI informants, literally. And I'm thinking about, you know, doing a report on this, literally following me around and then letting me know they are. And just doing all sorts of weird stuff just because I'm on air saying, I think we should not have warrantless wiretapping. I mean, it's just so crazy to watch this decline. It's scary. And I don't want to leave the U.S. with my family. There's really nowhere to go. I mean, it's almost like wringing of hands here.
Well, let me give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is you're absolutely right. We've created a national security state and Homeland Security and the NSA with its mass surveillance. They're out of control. The good news is it's an employment program for white guys that can't get jobs anywhere else. Okay. And what you really have, because, I mean, I'm part of that community. I've been part of that community. I still care for that community. My wife still works for that community. And the bottom line is 95% of these people are good people trapped in a bad system. What this is all about is spending money, because Congress gets a 5% kickback and nobody really cares whether Homeland Security, the NSA are effective or not. They're not. In fact, almost virtually everything that's happened in the United States has been a false flag event. It has not been a real event. And NSA has not prevented a single terrorist incident. Neither has Homeland Security. So the good news is this is really the U.S. government budget out of control, serving special interests and giving Congress a 5% kickback. It's not actually the Orwellian state. It's more of a perversion of the Orwellian state.
So it's like a bunch of country club folks and others just running around with all this high tech power. And it's basically just a way to continue the gravy train rolling. Because, I mean, sure, the Nazis had a security state, but they were really going around grabbing people and were somewhat organized.
I got to give people credit because, yes, they will assassinate you and they will lock you up without due process. And there are some pretty bad things that are happening, but it's a very, very small, tiny percentage. I remember Madeleine Albright's memoir. She talked about how as Secretary of State, she was a gerbil on a wheel. So just think of these people as 10 million gerbils on wheels.
Yeah.
You've got an idea of how threatening they actually are to the Constitution.
Well, my problem is that...
Well, you are another case entirely.
Sure. They definitely don't like me. They hire, though, these really obviously sociopathic, psychopathic, borderline personality disorder, narcissist types who go around doing their dirty work. And, you know, it's usually their operatives, not even agents or people. And then you'll find people with 2 or 3 degrees and a big combat resume that run 8 miles every morning and are super moral and, you know, volunteer at the church. And they're just literally at a cubicle. And then you'll just have whoever psychopathic just running around on the streets, you know, doing whatever they want. I mean, I had family. Obviously, the CIA recruits a lot out of Texas. who just, you know, before they died were just point blank that, you know, they were taken out of the army, put in black ops teams, and went around assassinating people inside the U.S. And it just, you start learning how pervasive all this is. So when you say, yeah, they lock people up, they have rendition, they kill people, it is a very small percentage. But it's still, when you're talking about 10 million people, that small percentage is a pretty big, you know, multi-brigade level hit team operation.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, we should talk about Boston Breaks and the murder of that journalist.
Let's talk about that. Talk about false flags, sir.
All right. Well, from where I sit, both the school in Connecticut and the Boston bombing were false flag operations. The school in Connecticut had been closed for 4 years. There were no students, no teachers, no parent-teacher association. The paramedics were not allowed into the school. From where I sit, that was a complete false flag. It was a drill. And we've already, not we, but others have exposed the actors that were involved, the financial relations with the families that were allegedly victimized, who had their homes bought and who were then given exit paths. All of that is on the record, but you don't see the media covering that. Boston bombing, for me, the truth teller was when the rabbis and the priests rushed to comfort the wounded, and they were not allowed to get near any of the wounded. That, in intelligence, we call an indicator. And then you add to that the fact that there were no, I mean no, wounded people being taken to the hospitals. And finally, you add to that the big to-do about the amputee. He turns out to be a hired actor for a company that specializes at putting amputees into battlefield simulations. False flag. Boston was a practice attempt to lock down an entire city.
We actually had our reporters on the ground. We got death-threatened pretty seriously over that. And that's when a lot of heat got turned on against this operation. They got really upset, and they even had Secret Service, even though Obama wasn't there, going and telling our reporters on national news. It ended up getting televised, you know, don't ask your question. And they told the reporters, don't look at this man's photos. Well, what we had was what appeared to be Kraft International, Navy SEAL sheet dip, even wearing the Punisher hats and the uniform. And some of the guys we identified in other photos of Kraft people, we're not saying they were involved, because they were all looking around like they didn't know what was happening. They all had black backpacks, it looked like, to create a bunch of decoys. Again, I'm not saying they were even involved. And then we had all this other stuff added to it, and the brothers saying we didn't do it. They're chased down. They're killed. Lock down the city. Try to hunt him down. He pleads not guilty. They start killing their friends. I mean, let's elaborate on why you're saying false flag, because
if you go to Phi Beta Iota and you look up Boston bombing, you'll get to all of the coverage that we've had. And when I say we, I'm a curator and I keep a hands-off distance, but I've got over 80 contributing editors, and some of them are quite extraordinary. But if you look up Boston bombing at Phi Beta Iota, you'll get everything. But if you go back to the actual bomb, it was a theatrical device. You don't buy gunpowder at a fireworks store to create a bomb. It just is not done. I had my explosive ordnance people look at this. Everybody laughed at this. This was school kid stuff. There was no bomb. There were no injuries. This was a false flag. And now we're starting to see 9/11 unravel. And Richard Gage has gotten on C-SPAN. And basically, the American public is starting to wake up. And all of these little things that they could have gotten away with are now starting to collapse because of the internet, because of guys like you, because of people like me and my contributing editors. And so I think we're coming to the end of the road here. I do believe, I really want to stress this, I think 95% of the people in the U.S. government are good people trapped in a bad system. But the last 5% are doing some evil, pathologically sick things, including murdering U.S. citizens. And that's the part that I'm starting to see some signs of encouragement. For example, and this is my last comment, the court has just finally refused to accept Attorney General assurances about secret state documents. And for the first time in modern history, the court is saying to the executive, you have to show us these secret documents. We will not let you make claims without showing us the documents. I believe the tide is turning legally against government misbehavior.
Wow, I got to tell you, we got to have you back for a full hour, sir, just on false flags and also on your book. We're going to get to your book in a moment and take some calls. But look at how suddenly the head of Kraft International, the Navy SEAL, gets killed right after the Boston bombings at a shooting range and all of this. And again, that's a key part of the investigation.
Yep.
It is all these Kraft guys out there who I never said were involved. There were clearly lots of decoy groups so that no one could catch whoever really detonated the simulant, which I showed to bomb experts. And they said, look, it just poofs. There's nothing even there.
Exactly.
Kind of like the underwear bomber was obviously drugged, brought on the plane. Our witnesses saw it, confirmed a month and a half later by two lawyers,
exactly,
Mr. and Mrs. Haskell. And it's just, how do they think they'll get away with something this big and this obvious?
Look, I got to tell you, having been a spy for a long time and having worked in that environment, it is an environment characterized by being out of touch with reality. They're out of touch with real people. They're out of touch. Let me give you a simple example. Out of the 1,400 professors of Middle Eastern studies in the United States of America, CIA talks to maybe 14. And those 14 are the ones that are U.S. citizens with secret clearances. Okay, so they're beyond rose-colored glasses. These people are wearing an eye patch, and they have a pinhole on the other eye. They are literally out of touch. Nobody challenges them, and that's the problem. I testified to Senator Patrick Moynihan, God rest his soul, and I testified on secrecy and what secrecy does. Secrecy makes you stupid.
That's right. I want to go to some calls, but let's talk about, I can't wait to read your book, open source everything, because when it's open source everything, you get the transparency, the truth will emerge very easily, and then there's such a deeper understanding. But exactly, in a national security state, it just lets lies and fraud and laziness grow. They want to make everything secret because they want to cover up all their screw-ups.
They want to make everything secret in part to avoid accountability.
Yeah. And then it's like a new title of nobility, too. It's like, oh, I have a security clearance.
Yeah, well, that's become so devalued now. I mean, it unfortunately, a security clearance today does not mean that you're trustworthy. It means that you have accepted slavery.
Wow, that's a heavy statement.
Well, I tell you something. The threats that are being made to my colleagues today, they are being told that if they have a Twitter or if they have a Facebook post or if they are seen anywhere within 3 miles of a journalist, they will lose their security clearance.
They've tried to arrest members of the State Department that publicly at press conferences go talk to Fox News for 5 minutes and give their personal opinion about Kim Jong-un. I mean, it's like, we will arrest you for state secrets. I mean,
you and I are loyal dissidents, and one of the problems that our government has today is it does not understand that we are the canary in the coal mine. We are the loyal people saying, you have a problem here. And so they're killing the canary to have no warning, and that's a huge mistake.
But I agree with you, it's starting to turn around, but won't the entrenched bureaucracies and special interests and foreign interests, won't they pull off a huge false flag? Or have we exposed false flags so well now that it's into the vernacular that they are hesitant to use it?
No, they will have another false flag. In fact, the false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate, but then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs. Okay, so no, we have not reached the end of the false flag line. However, what we have reached is, I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution, and there's a difference between preconditions of revolution and precipitance. And I have posted a graphic on preconditions of revolution that exist in the USA today. Now, a precipitant is like the Tunisian fruit seller. My preferred precipitant is a soccer mom that tortures herself on the steps of Capitol Hill, and it appears on YouTube. But the bottom line is the next false flag could lead to a general strike across this country.
People really are not buying it. I mean, they just get caught. I talked to the military, and I'm not exaggerating. It was 50% of the military enlisted or officers I talked to 10 years ago that were somewhat awake. 2 years ago, it was like 75%. It's like 90% now.
I know false 100%.
That's
the
why
military. In fact, the military veterans, 22 of whom are committing suicide every single day, military veterans plus unemployed college kids plus unemployed old guys like me In my demographic, the unemployment rate is closer to 40%. The real unemployment in the United States, according to shadowstats.com, is 22%.
Yep.
Okay? And if we all come together and you throw into that the soccer moms, I think you have the beginning of a revolution in the United States of America. And that's why I ran for president, to get an electoral reform act that would put the public back in charge. And every single person running for the presidency, including Ron Paul, refused to engage because they wanted to keep their sugar bowl going.
Well, if you talk about, you know, people like Colonel Schaefer has so much courage, they tried to throw him in jail for speaking out, made up stuff. They tried to William Binney, and number four at the NSA, the director of one of their major programs, they've been trying to put him in prison. And you know, they're now calling me up saying, listen, we're going to set you up and put you in prison. I haven't got to this yet on air, but, I mean, it's been multiple people just point blank saying, we're going to come after you if you don't shut your mouth. And I don't think they understand. This could get to the point where I'm going to come after them, and I don't mean in a violent way. I mean, you know, these roads go two ways here. You know what I mean?
I do. Unfortunately, I think they have the power to do more damage to you than we have to do to them. But if you were to disappear, I would be very pleased if your audience rose up and demanded habeas corpus. Because if Alex Jones goes off the air, people will notice. If I disappear, nobody will notice.
Well, it's just unprecedented how just... Do you think that the power structure feels cornered now, or does it feel arrogant?
First off, there's no such thing as one power structure.
Bunch of interest.
You have the FBI as multiple FBIs. I've posted a thing on how there's actually seven CIAs. And so what you're probably dealing with is mid-level to low-level morons that do not have the approval of their senior agency heads.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been told by the Marines. Because I've dealt with State Department security forces, like just trying to like go cover an Obama event, and, you know, running around. It's just, I tell you, these guys, how are you doing this? How are you doing this to us? We've done nothing. We'll be right back to take some phone calls. Amazing interview.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're going to do this 6-minute segment and 5 minutes of overdrive for callers to talk to our guest here today. London Guardian wrote a big review of his latest book. It's a bestseller, and you can find out more at Amazon or any place else with the open source everything. And I only expect for a full hour soon to talk about that specifically. Let's go to some phone calls here for our guest, Robert David Steele. Highly recommended by Colonel Schaefer, and you can see why. Amazing interview. Frank in North Carolina, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, my phone's going crazy now. I got something I need to tell you, though. About 7 years ago, I was on MySpace, and I was communicating back and forth with a female police officer, NYPD. She eventually wrote a book, and I can only remember her first name, but she told me some information, and I can't recall. It's been so many years ago. I can't remember if it was off the record or what. But she said on the morning of 9/11, she was on duty. You know, she's got the badge, gun, you know, uniform, radio, all that. She said that it was very well known among the police department there that taken into custody were individuals with remote control detonators. And I said, well, how come this never made it into the media? This is many years ago when she told me this. I have not communicated.
So that was even on Fox News, and that was in New Jersey and other areas. Let's get Steele's take on that.
Well, first off, 9/11 was we got 13 different countries warned us about 9/11 3 to 6 months in advance. And Dick Cheney used that to schedule a national counterterrorism exercise specifically to allow 9/11 to happen. Dick Cheney murdered 3,000 people in order to get his trifecta for going to war in Iraq. Larry Silverstein was briefed by the Mossad and put in the controlled demolitions. The FEMA Emergency Center was set up on the piers of New York the night before 9/11. Bottom line is that 9/11 was government complicity. It was a crime against humanity. And Richard Gage and the architects and engineers of 9/11 are finally gaining traction. And I am, with a great deal of pride, a 9/11 truther. This was all a contrived operation that murdered people, including foreigners, on United States soil with the complicity of Dick Cheney in the White House.
And now it's going to come out in the 28-page report that I've talked to congressmen who've seen it, Walter Jones and others, clearly says Saudi Arabia involved, stand down was ordered, and even Ron Paul has come out now and said there was clearly a stand down. Well, that's complicity right there.
Yes, and I'm glad to see Ron Paul get into this, because I personally would have voted for Ron Paul as president if he had not let the Republicans steal the last election from him. The Saudis provided the passports, and the Saudis provided the kind of the pretext for operations. I personally do not believe that airplanes hit the Twin Towers, and I personally believe that a missile took out the Pentagon. But what I like to do, and I honor the guy that wrote Crossing the Rubicon, Rupert.
Michael Rupert.
Yes, he may, in fact, have been pressed to suicide. But the bottom line here is what I like to say is I am absolutely certain 9/11 has not been properly investigated. I completely support Richard Gage's call for an independently funded investigation. And I have lectured in New York, and I have said, if you give me the 90 days of Larry Silverstein prior to 9/11, I will give you the entire plot.
So are you saying, I know under Bluebeam and other programs they have giant hologram projectors.
But I'm not sure it was holograms as much as planes flying by, drones. There are multiple different kinds of things, including cloaking devices. I mean, we have some very advanced technology.
Well, sure. I mean, I was told about that 20 years ago, and now they've admitted they got tanks and planes that are see-throughs.
You were ahead of your time. But the bottom line here is the three buildings in New York came down with controlled demolitions. I don't care what hit them. Whatever hit them did not bring them down. They were brought down with controlled demolitions, and the Pentagon was hit.
Well, undoubtedly, some of those planes looked like they were They were cargo planes painted up like passenger planes. I don't know. Just we know the official story isn't true. We know that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.